నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాచాది గౌరవభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓకే, సో వీ హ్యావ్ టూ డేస్ టుడే అండ్ టుమారో అండ్ వీ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు లీవ్ అ చాప్టర్ హాఫ్ కంప్లీట్, సో విల్ ట్రై టు కంప్లీట్ దిస్ చాప్టర్. సో వీ హవ్ బిన్ డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ టైటిల్డ్ హియరింగ్ విత్ స్టడీనెస్ అండ్ టేస్ట్. తో అనిష్టిత భజన క్రియా మే హియరింగ్ ఆర్ చాంటింగ్ కేసే హోతా హై వో హమ్నే లాస్ట్ టూ చాప్టర్స్ మే డిస్కస్ కియా అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ వీ హవ్ బిన్ డిస్కసింగ్ టిల్ నౌ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ అట్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ నిష్ఠ అండ్ రుచి. ఓకే, సో వీ హ్యాడ్ డిస్కస్ టిల్ నౌ దట్ హౌ ఇస్కాన్ సక్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ స్పిరిచువల్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్ ఇస్ టూ ఫోల్డ్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇస్కాన్. First is to inspire the members to attain their goal of Krishna Prem. And second is, how do you achieve preaching? So the preaching and reaching out to many people also should be accomplished, while parallelly in growth of individual members also have to be accomplished. So then he says, actually when devotees grow in their devotional life, till they reach the stage of Nishtha, their particular preferences or taste is generally tinged with the modes, so not very reliable. He says one of the things that happens at the stage of Nishtha, when the influence of Rajogun and Tamogun is gone, is the blossoming of clarity. Clarity in identifying one's taste, spiritual taste. So that starts happening at the stage of Nishtha. And at the stage of Ruchi, this clarity of one's own taste, that taste becomes the major impetus for their practicing their devotional limbs. And now devotees who have reached the stage of Nishtha, one of the prominent symptoms of the stage of Nishtha is intense eagerness, and that eagerness also starts taking different shapes, two prominent shapes. One, if that eagerness remains vaidhi, then that eagerness takes the shape of eagerness for practicing the individual limbs of devotional service. But if that eagerness, which manifests at the stage of Nishtha, is slowly groomed towards Vraja Bhakti, then it takes the shape of Raganuga Sadhana. So that eagerness which has the flavor of Raganuga Sadhana is called as Lobha. And this Lobha or greed is Kanishta Lobha at the stage of Nishtha, Madhyama Lobha at the stage of Ruchi and Asakti, and Uttama Lobha at the stage of Bhava and Prema. Because it is called Kanishta at the stage of Nishtha, because that greed is still significantly weakened by the intellect. Still at the stage of Nishtha, the greed is not completely instinctive, as in the case of Bhava. There is a strong consideration of, oh, this is the right thing, so I should be attached to it. There is still a strong consideration of Anukulyasya Sankalpo. So acceptance because it is anukul rather than acceptance because it is so joyous. So only at the stage of bhava does this greed take the shape of the flavor of being completely instinctive. Till then, this greed is actually tempered with some element of intellect. So it is actually weak. And at the stage of Nishtha, it's significantly weak. But still, the flavor of Raganuga starts becoming prominent in that practice. So he says that दिस वी हैव सीन सो एंड हाउ डस वन स्पेसिफिकली डेवलप दैट ग्रीड फॉर व्रज भक्ति इज बाय सीकिंग प्रॉपर एसोसिएशन and that and that proper association should be a product of mature deliberation and purified intent. It should not be random, it should not be whimsical. One should after mature deliberation means assisted by proper guidance and purified intent, which should also be checked by taking proper guidance. Without proper guidance, deliberation and purified intent, one should not whimsically punish you. One should not whimsically think that they are qualified for this particular practice. Okay. So, but even though some people may actually become qualified to practice Raganuga Sadhana, still the face of ISKCON should always remain Vaidhi Bhakti only. This is one point that he mentions. Why it has to be Vaidhi Bhakti? Because the minimum qualification for Raganuga Sadhana is actually Nishta, and Anartha Nivritti must be accomplished. Anartha Nivritti must be accomplished, matlab the person has to be in mode of goodness. And he must have the faith in devotional service. And that faith must be fairly strong. So, abhi beginners mein ye Kali Yuga mein waise log kidhar se milenge? So, if you make Raganuga the face of ISKCON, then you will start getting many, many Sahajiyas, people with Sahajiya intent. So, therefore, the face of ISKCON should always be Vaidhi and not Raganuga. Another point he was mentioning is that even though in ISKCON we preach Vaidhi only, and the language in which we speak is all indicating Vaidhi only, but still within the what do you call the external, it is called as epidermis. The topmost layer is epidermis, or is it the bottom layer? Skin ka. Just below the skin is only Vaidhi, but below the skin, the substance is all Raganuga only. That is why from the beginning only, even though Prabhupada wanted us to worship Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, but he never installed any Lakshmi Narayan deities. If at all he wanted that to continue, at least in some places he would have installed Lakshmi Narayan deities. Nowhere. He installed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna. All of these are deities inspiring Raganuga mood and not Vaidhi mood. And from the beginning only, the Vaidhi Sadhakas are also taught Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajeshatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargyanaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan. There is no doubt in any of the Vaidhi Sadhakas practicing under the guidance of ISKCON that in any of these subject matters. So therefore, he says that the Vaidhi Sadhana as given in other Vaishnava Sampradayas and as given in ISKCON is not the same. Because these two Vaidhi Sadhanas are born out of a different seed. The Vaidhi Sadhana in other Sampradayas has the Vaikuntha seed, whereas the Vaidhi Sadhana as practiced in ISKCON has the Vrajabhakti seed. And this, when it crosses Nishta, then there is a good chance that any time after that it can take the root of Raganuga. It is meant to be like that. It is at least at the stage of asakti, the attraction for Krishna is so strong that the person inevitably starts pulled in the direction of Raganuga Sadhana. Okay. So then he says, therefore in ISKCON our preaching, our book distribution, our Harinam Sankirtan, everything is actually in the category of Raganuga Sadhana. So then this we saw, the face of ISKCON should always be Vaidhi Sadhana only, because otherwise it will hamper our preaching severely. And it is true that Prabhupada also installed Narasingha Dev deities and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman deities, but this was not with the purpose that yes, some people should can become Radha Krishna worshippers, some people can become Narasingha Dev worshippers, not like that. Mayapur.
Prabhupada wanted.
Yeah. So that Narasingha Dev, according to our understanding, is the protector of Raja Bhakti. For that purpose, he did not eventually wanted them to become worshippers of Narasingha Dev or anything like that. And then we saw that in some cases, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not convert people like Anupam and Murari Gupta, because they were actually Nitya Siddhas, one understanding, and their Sthayi Bhava was already fixed. So when someone's Sthayi Bhava is completely fixed, then you can't actually close either. So when someone's Sthayi Bhava is fixed, then it does not generally change. But in many cases, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did change also. And the explanation that is given is, one of the explanations is that people can have multiple expansions. In one expansion, like in the case of Jagai Madai, in one expansion they can be in Vaikuntha as the doorkeepers, in another expansion they can be Jagai Madai in Gaur Leela. And also we often hear that Gaudiya Vaishnavas, after achieving perfection, they will have one form in Krishna Leela in Goloka Vrindavan and one form in Gaur Leela in Navadvip, like that. So therefore, therefore we have to be careful about, he quotes from Raghunath Das Goswami's Manas Siksha, where he says, Apityaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Ito Vyomanayani. One of the three obstacles, grass obstacles, that can hamper one's progress in Krishna consciousness, he says, is Lakshmi Pati Ratim, attachment to worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan, because that will create, that will genetically modify the seed that has been sown. So therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami says, of the three things, he says, along with Prajalpa and hearing about Mukti, he says, Lakshmipati Ratim. These are the three gross obstacles which can affect a practitioner from attaining love for Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Like that he says. So therefore, so even though someone may not have developed that actual greed, he may have reached Nishta, but still, and he may be practicing Vaidhi Sadhaka, he may be practicing within the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, but still, unko wo Raganuga ka greed utpan agar hua nahi hai unka heart mein, then still, he should not be averse to learning the basic details about spontaneous devotional service. Because Raganuga Bhakti is still within the realm of Bhakti Shastri syllabus only. Aisa nahi hai ki wo Bhakti Shastri ke bahar hai. So Bhakti Shastri ke under hi hai. First 19 chapters ke under, 15th and 16th chapter is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So even though within his heart he may not have developed that intense greed for Raganuga Sadhana, but still he should not be averse to hearing about Raganuga Sadhana, learning the details of it. Then he says, the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, which defines the mission of ISKCON, is to bestow the devotees the quality of love for Krishna, as found only in the Vrajavasis. Only by cultivating Raganuga Bhakti is that spontaneous love awakened. So then we discuss this point about is Vrajabhakti for everyone? What about someone whose eternal relationship is with one of the expansions? So we discussed on this yesterday. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give Vrajabhakti. So whatever may be one's eternal role, he will influence. And one of the explanations that Maharaj gives is that people can have two parallel forms, two expansions. One expansion, worshipping their eternal form before coming to Krishna consciousness, and one form in Gaur Leela. And because they have come to Krishna consciousness through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, they will have one form in Krishna Leela also. Like that. That is one thing, but even though he has not given very clear cut proofs for it, but he says, those of you whose hearts are bound to me in this form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if your rasas are friendship or servitude to Sri Radha Madhava or Lord Dwarkadish, or if your rasas are friendship or servitude to any of my other incarnations, I'll make you into my eternally liberated associates in Goloka Vrindavan. Like that he says. So, so this is something we discussed yesterday. But if despite coming to ISKCON, if some people firmly hold or firmly attached to another destination, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will fulfill that desire. What strong attachment had because of their previous practice or because of their current association, they are developing that kind of interest, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will definitely facilitate. Yeah.
This is very rare that there is some discussion happening about this. Although in general in ISKCON, there is no discussion on what is your destination. It's no general forum. It's about, okay, become humble or become this thing. Even if somebody says, I'm saying that. So this discussion is meant after certain stage, or everyone should be aware of?
Nee. We can be aware of it, but the awareness of the subject matter makes it clear that at what stage you can actually start practicing it. So that without being aware, then how you will... But to become aware of this, that is why this discussion occurs in the 27th chapter of this book. 26 other chapters have already been discussed. So gradually he develops this. Ye jo subject matter hai, isko discuss karne ke liye, almost how many chapters of foundation? 24 chapters of foundation he lays. The intended purpose of this book is actually discussed in 25th chapter onwards till 32. First 24 chapters actually lays the foundation of how do you understand qualification. What is a practical tool? What are the practical tools by which you can understand your own qualification? Very solid, systematically he lays that foundation. In 24 chapters he lays. Last 8 chapters is the actual purpose of this book. The superstructure is that 8 chapters. 24 chapters of foundation healings. Slowly, 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 like that. So, therefore, the question was, how can one's eternal identity actually change, what may say? He says, in addition to the prime consideration that anything and everything is possible by Lord Chaitanya's inconceivable grace, the transcendental desires of devotees to serve in a particular relationship or more than one relationship are also considerations. The Lord may promote devotees to exclusive service in Vraja or to serve simultaneously in multiple destinations including Vraja. The Lord can do it. So this he is quoting from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And he gives the example of Garuda. He is Garuda, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita he is Garuda Pandit, and in Krishna Leela he is Shridama. Similarly, Ganga river also, this is Ganga in the river form, and she has a personified form, and in the Goloka she is Vara Prema Manjari, like that. And also Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates will have one form in Braja and one form in Navadvip. And then there is also another way in which Lord's associates have multiple identities, and he gives the example of Baldev, Balramji, who has, you know, he is who serves in all the five rasas. So, hearing all this, some devotees may feel unfit to think of Rajalila, even though they have a desire to think of Krishna's pastimes. We are okay thinking about Krishna's pastimes, but Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, we don't feel we are very qualified to hear about that. What should they do? He says, then, in addition to meditating on Krishna's pastimes in other incarnations, they can start hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran Mangala Stotra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eightfold pastimes, for which there is no specific qualification prescribed.
This is the
sadhana. Sadhana, yeah. So, because Sriman Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran Mangala Stotram, which describes the process and substance of systematic worship of Gaurang Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Okay. So, he says, at the end of night and before sunrise, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets up from his bed, stretches his body, talks with his wife and washes his face. In the morning, after being massaged with oil, he bathes in the celestial Ganges river and then worships Lord Vishnu. In the forenoon period, he enjoys discussing topics about Lord Krishna with his devotees during visits to their homes. At midday, he enjoys pastimes in the gardens on the banks of Ganga. In the afternoon, he wanders about the town of Navadvip, sporting with all the residents. At dusk, he returns home to worship Lord Vishnu and perform other rituals. In the evening, he goes with his associates to the courtyard of Shiva's Pandit to chant the holy names and dance in ecstasy. And at night, he returns home to go to sleep. May this Lord Gaura protect us all. So in this way, the process of meditating on Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is not only bhajan, but it's a special type of bhajan. It is a precursor to meditating on Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela. Devotees must always approach meditation on Radha and Krishna through meditation on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like we approach the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by first approaching the Panchatattva Mantra. So, therefore, in our movement, our approaching Radha and Krishna is through approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I think this is where we ended last time, is it? No, we went a little more further. So, at the stage of Nishta, devotees have the minimum qualification to practice Raganuga Sadhana. Raganuga Sadhana can start at when someone at least has reached the stage of Nishta. So, they have substantial faith in Krishna, but the greed is very weak because it is subdued by intellect, which is good. One should not think that intellect should be given up and prematurely start becoming instinctive. So that is possible only at the stage of bhava. But at the stage of nishta, one cannot artificially and prematurely give up the role of intellect. Although they are fit to purposefully study Vrajalila, their efforts on meditating on Krishna's pastimes are unsystematic and tainted by mundane topics. Furthermore, these devotees' attempt at cultivating Raganuga sadhana are dominated by intelligent endeavor rather than a spiritual taste, which is appropriate according to their level of development. They cannot imitate further stages like that. Therefore, this stage of advancement is actually the juncture between Vaidhi sadhana and Raganuga sadhana. In other words, at the stage of the nishta is characterized by duty bound nature, because the nature, because mode of goodness is predominant there, and the nature of goodness is yashtavyam eveti manaha samadayasa sattvika. It ought to be done, so we will do it. So you take anything in mode of goodness, it is characterized by a sense of duty. But at the same time, along with mode of goodness, if there is lobha also, lobha is characterized by spontaneous greed.
It is a materialist passion.
Yeah. Lobha pravrtirarambha karmanam ashamaspraha rajasyetani jayante vivrde kurunandana bharatarshava whatever. So lobha pravrtir arambha. So this is interesting. But this lobha is not material. It's not Rajovani Lobha. But this Lobha also leads to Pravritti. It also leads to Arambha. It also leads to Karmana Mashama Spraha. But all in the spiritual realm. In other words, because duty is the dominant impetus of steadiness, dutiful feelings tinge devotee spontaneity. Dutiful feelings tinge devotee spontaneity. This is very interesting juncture. Thus, the devotional practice of devotees at the stage of nishta do not truly qualify as Raganuga Bhakti. Because Raganuga is there, but it is predominantly duty-bound nature. Therefore, because of the non-predominance of Raganuga, therefore it cannot strictly be called Raganuga. Just like Karma Yoga, even though it has a bhakti element, cannot be called as bhakti. But when the bhakti element becomes predominant, it can no longer be called Karma Yoga, it has to be called as Karma Mishra Bhakti. Similarly, Jnana Yoga, even though it has the bhakti element, cannot be called as bhakti. But when that bhakti element becomes predominant, then it becomes qualified as Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Like that. Similarly, at the stage of nishta, even though there is the element of Raganuga, spontaneity, but because it is subdued by the duty bound nature which is born out of the mode of goodness, therefore it is not strictly called Raganuga because of the non-predominant. That does not mean there is no element of Raganuga at the stage of nishta. An example of this kind of mixed devotion occurs. Of course, here mixed devotion means Vaidhi mixed with Raganuga, not Karma, Jnana or Yoga mixed with Bhakti. Occurs when devotees dutifully pray to Tulsi Devi. Muraye Avilash Vilas Kunje Diyovas. So, or when they meditate on the Gopal Mantra, Kama Gayatri Mantra. Many times we meditate. Many times we doze off also. Many times we are planning while we are doing Gayatri. Sri Jiva explains a spontaneous devotional service, no matter how well performed, remains mixed with regulative devotion until Ruchi appears. So at the stage of Nishta, no one can, even at the stage of Nishta, one cannot actually practice predominant Raganuga sadhana. It is always tainted with Vaidhi. And only at the stage of Ruchi is it possible to actually is it possible that someone could actually practice predominantly raganuga sadhana. So therefore, at the stage of anishthita bhajana kriya, there is no point in talking about whether your practice is vaidya or raganuga. It makes no sense actually. This discussion can start only after one reaches the stage of nishta. On the one hand, compared to the weak impetus inherent in steady practice, the intense attraction for Braja Bhakti at the stage of Ruchi and Asakti can be called as spontaneous. Little more, because of the predominance of spontaneity there. On the other hand, since the stage of Ruchi and Asakti are still within the realm of sadhana, sadhana implies a certain degree of effort. So effort means it is not spontaneous. Correct. Effort means abhyasa. Abhyasa means it is not spontaneous. So therefore, because some element of abhyasa or endeavor or cheshta is there at the stage of ruchi and asakti, still that practice cannot be called as bhava rupa anushilanam. It is still cheshta rupa anushilanam only. You remember Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So cheshta rupa anushilanam means activities using mind, body and words for pleasing Krishna, but without spiritual emotions. And bhavarupa anushilanam means activities using either mind, body or words for the pleasure of Krishna, but with spiritual emotions. So bhavarupa anushilanam is at the stage of bhava and prema, whereas before that it is all cheshta rupa anushilanam. There are two nice examples. Okay, Jiva Goswami goes on to say that practitioners are not the only ones to display a mix of Vaidhi and Raganuga. Advanced devotees also sometimes display it in order to benefit the people of this world. Loka sangrahamevapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. There are two nice examples of how Srila Prabhupada introduced this type of mixed devotion. Mixed here means Vaidhi Raganuga mix. First, His Divine Grace instructed His disciples to carefully worship the deities of Radha and Krishna, for thus they would learn to love them. Second, He gave His sannyasi disciples the sannyas mantra, the regular chanting of which would awaken a desire to cultivate the mood of the gopis. In addition to pure and mixed spontaneous devotion, there is another authorized type called imitative. Either this is where we just touched upon this topic yesterday before ending. What is this imitative is not the imitation of the sahajiyas. This is a bona fide imitative thing. That's what he says. Okay. This is not the false imitation of the sahajiyas. Authorized imitative practice occurs when Vaidhi sadhakas who have not developed that mode of Raja Bhakti try to copy the practices of advanced devotees in Raganuga sadhana. So this is a recommended process rather than a non-bona fide process, even though it is an imitation. This is also different from the mixed devotion described above, in which regulative devotees have some attraction to the ways of Raja. Huh? So, authorized imitative devotion involves devotees who are qualified in terms of faith, knowledge and sense control and so on, but who lack greed. Jo nishtha ka star pe pahunch gaye, पर लोभ का उत्पत्ति हुआ नहीं उनका हृदय में, उनके बारे में ये बात कर रहे हैं. दे आर इंटरमीडिएट डिवोटीज विद मीडियम और हाई क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर रेगुलेटिव डिवोशन. उनको दे आर क्वाइट क्वालिफाइड फॉर प्रैक्टिसिंग वैदिक साधना. ठाकुर भक्ति विनोद सेज दैट ऑल थिंग्स कंसिडर्ड सच इमिटेटिव प्रैक्टिस इज नॉट इवन मिक्स्ड स्पॉन्टेनियस सर्विस बट रिमेन्स इन द रेल्म ऑफ वैदिक साधना ओनली. दिस इज वॉट ही सेज इन Krishna Samhita. Such imitative practice is beneficial in that it brings the Vaidhi sadhakas into the company of spontaneous devotees. So this is a good opportunity. Agar koi nishtha ka star pe pahunch gaya, and if that person has not developed Vraja Bhakti, but he is out of the way trying to associate with those who have Vraja Bhakti, it is good actually. This should not be considered as imitation, because from the purification point of view, he is actually qualified. So he is free from Rajogun and Tamogun. So basically he is qualified to cultivate Vraja Bhakti. So the only thing that he is lacking, because of which he is not practicing Raganuga Sadhana, is that he does not have a favorable association which can inspire that mood. So therefore, if he chooses to take that inspiration, it is not wrong. That is not considered as imitation. Because Anishtita Bhajana Kriya mein, he is not seeking such association. He has reached Nishta, which means he has qualification. Such imitative practice is beneficial in that it brings the Vaidhi Sadhaka into the company of Raganuga devotees. Emulation of Raganuga Sadhana may then awaken eagerness in the Vaidhi Sadhakas also for spontaneous devotion. When such eagerness arises, those Vaidhi Sadhakas will begin to veer towards the path of Raganuga Sadhana. So association, if Vaidhi Sadhakas who are qualified with Nishta are trying to take the association of Raganuga Sadhakas and are trying to emulate them, this is not Sahajiyaism. The Sahajiyas, without having even the basic qualification of proper Shastric faith and who are seriously troubled by Anarthas, they try to imitate. That is proper, that is improper. But there is a bona fide imitation. The bona fide imitation is when someone who has become qualified with Nishta, when he tries to imitate, that is a bona fide imitation. Neophyte devotees who lack Nishta should not attempt this practice, however, as it will degrade them. But koi Nishta ka star tak pahuncha nahi, par ye karne ka prayas kar raha hai, toh degrade ho jayenge. In the pages above, we have described different types of hearing appropriate for devotees practicing Raganuga Sadhana, Vaidhi Sadhana, and a mixture of Raganuga and Vaidhi Sadhana, and imitative Raganuga Sadhana, which is also bona fide. The thrust of this description is that whatever their mood, intermediate devotees here refers to those at the stage of Nishta, must hear about Krishna and his pastimes. In Srila Prabhupada's introduction to the Krishna book, he emphasizes the need to hear Krishna's pastimes. He writes, he is quoting from Prabhupada, "It is essential for persons who are actually liberated to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. That is the supreme relishable subject matter for one in the liberated state. Also, if persons who are trying to be liberated hear such narrations as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then their path of liberation becomes very clear." Bhaktisiddhanta Sahajrakur elaborates further on Srila Prabhupada's point concerning why all sadhakas must eventually means later, purposefully hear about Krishna, even about his Ashtakaliya Leela. Bhaktisiddhanta Sahajrakur says, the Thakur spoke the following words while on Brajamandal Parikrama in 1932. We are talking about something which happened about 90 years back. "Until now we have not arranged for the public singing of Leela Kirtan." Leela Kirtan, not Harinam Sankirtan. "The reason for this is that it is a very secret possession. However, it is the ultimate object of our practice. But lest anyone make the mistake of thinking that Anartha Nivritti is the only goal and it is not necessary to enter into Artha Pravritti, I have had Ashtakaliya Leela Kirtan performances started." He says, if this is not done at all, then ultimately even practicing devotees will come to the conclusion that the goal is actually only Anartha Nivritti. But no, after Anartha Nivritti, Artha Pravritti should also start. Therefore, because people should not wrongly conclude that the goal of our all spiritual practice is just Ananta Navritti, therefore I have started Ashtakaliya Leela Kirtan performances started, like that he says. "I know that you are not all ready to hear such Kirtan, but I want you to know that such a transcendental ideal exists within the realm of devotion, which is the reason that you must engage in Anartha Nivritti. Otherwise, why should one aspire for Ananta Nivritti, if there is no inspiration in the form of some artha. Otherwise, what would give you the inspiration to endure this difficult realm of Anartha Navritti if I don't show you any artha? Therefore, I am showing like this. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, after Anartha Navritti comes Artha Pravritti, or the real world of service to the divine spiritual couple. If we do not know that this is the goal, all our efforts may become transformed into impersonalism. Anyone who has been chanting the holy names for 15 or 20 years should take note of this. Nitai, how many years you have been chanting till now? 9 years you have been chanting. Sarvatma, how many years? 5 से लेकर 15 साल हो गया. Abhi, you fall within this category. Mm-hmm. Madhava Prabhu, how many years?
This is
12th year. Gauranam Prabhu? 13th year. Hariguru Prabhu? 13,
14.
Kitna saal se aapka chanting shuru hua?
Senior hai mere baat.
15 years.
Sabse senior
hai Prabhu. Year
15.
15. So, he says, anyone who has been chanting the holy names for 15 or 20 years should take note of this. Don't think that the purpose of our practicing spirituality is only Anartha Nivritti. Artha Pravritti is there. Mera bhi 15 years, 15th year.
2005.
Actually, आप सब लोगों को उठाने के लिए प्रश्न पूछा. He says, don't think that the purpose of our spiritual practices, the goal of our spiritual practices, Anartha Navritti.
ये महाराज का realization है और प्रभुपाद के
कोट. ये भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर का
purpose
is not just to kill lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, pride. But beyond that, there are positive aspects of meditating on Krishna's Leela. But oh, bina adhikar ka karna nahi chahiye, isliye main usko I had obstructed. But agar main iske baare mein bolunga hi nahi, then all of you will conclude that Anartha Nivritti is the goal. And such a goal will culminate in impersonalism. Therefore, I am telling you that beyond this, there is life. There is blissful life of Krishna, Radha and Krishna's pastimes, like he is telling. All those who are just beginners have no need of listening to these kirtans. They will get the wrong idea of what is being sung. These kirtans are for those who are sevonmukh, who are eager for service and not for everyone. Don't think that the Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran is the exclusive property of the Sahajiyas. In fact, it belongs to us. We have to recover it from all these cheaters. My Gurudev heard all these things from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is why he repeatedly told me all these things in many ways in the most confidential manner. I had the opportunity to hear one of his last instructions. He said, if you could deliver Radhakund from the hands of 11 atheistic rascals, it would be pleasant to live there. Unfortunately, it is still in the hands of Sahajiyas.
Who
is it? Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur.
No, all.
Gaurkishwardas Babaji Maharaj ne bola, if you could deliver Radha Kund from the hands of 11 atheistic rascals, it would be pleasant to live there.
अभी तो उधर सब गाउडिया नाम
है। गाउडियास है।
आपका संप्रदाय है सर।
But they are not proper संप्रदाय practitioners.
मैं गाउडिया से फोटी पे तो गया
हूँ। गाउडिया तिलक पहनते हैं।
है कंठी पहनते हैं पर आउल बाउल द्वारा नजीक वही सब है।
गौड़िया मठ नहीं है, आप देख के लग रहा है आपको गौड़िया मठ है, गौड़िया मठ नहीं है उसे। Now perhaps 11 has increased to 108. Our days, this is 108, this is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he is quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's words. This is not, Shivaram Maharaj ka footnote nahi hai. Our days pass in trying only for anartha nivritti. Artha pravritti is also necessary. Anartha nivritti is important, but anartha nivritti is necessary until artha pravritti has started. When artha pravritti is present, then anartha nivritti becomes a secondary consideration because artha pravritti becomes prominent. Simply becoming a scholar and instructing others is insufficient. It is necessary to go forward and become a practitioner oneself. It is also important to examine your own advancement on the path of non-duplicitous bhajan. These instructions of our Param Gurudev. परम गुरुदेव बोल के ये किसको बोल रहे हैं? हरि गुरु को। वही बोल रहे
हैं।
उनका परम
उनका
पिताजी के बारे में। The instructions of our Param Gurudev, who vowed to stay 100 paces from any sahajya, are certainly enlightening. On the one hand, he says that after the stage of anarthanavritti, devotees should hear about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. They should even hear Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela. The qualification for these things is 15 or 20 years of steady eager service. Matlab 15 saal ka nishtita bhajan, he says. Matlab hamara abhi tak for most of us
steady eager service.
Steady eager service. Abhi usko revise kar diya. 15-20 years of nishtha practice, he says, then of, this is what we heard, na? Ashtakaliya Leela Bhajan is for the one at the stage of Bhava. Krishna's Leela can be heard at the stage of nishtha. Krishna's Vraja Leela, what is that? Four kinds of hearing care. One is
purposeful
hearing of Krishna's pastimes can be possible at Nishta, but Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran is specific hearing. Na? So that is only at the stage of Bhava. On the other hand, devotees who lack such qualifications should not hear such things. Yet both class of devotees should know that hearing and remembering Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela is the rightful sadhana of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but not prematurely.
From 15-20 years of study, does that mean study means only Nishtha? Even before Nishtha also, we cannot completely say.
I don't know, that's what he says. Because eagerness also we saw was a symptom of nishtha, intense eagerness and steadiness, he says. So that's what I understand. From these instructions, it is clear that devotees free from bad habits must make hearing about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, especially his eightfold daily pastimes, their primary consideration. Free from bad habits means nishtha. They should not only be professors of devotion but examples of its non-duplicitous practice. By doing so, their practice will mature and their attraction to Krishna gradually become more specific. Eventually, they will take shelter of one of the four permanent mellows. For instance, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. For instance, devotees inclined to follow the gopis will keep the mood of the following prayer in their hearts day and night, especially while they worship the holy name. Which prayer. Gopis will keep the mood of the following prayer.
Hearts day and night. Focus the bhakti.
Holy name. Gopis holy name.
Gopis nahi yaar, while the practitioners worship the holy name. Let's see. Mai prasadam madurai katakshair vamshi ninadanucharair videhi tvai prasanne kimha parairnas tvai aprasanne kimha parairna. This is Krishna Karnamrita. O Lord, kindly bestow upon me mercy in the form of your sidelong glance followed by the sweet sound of your flute. When you are pleased with me, even if others are displeased, it doesn't matter. But when you are displeased with me, even if others are pleased, then what is the benefit for me? Devotees who have reached the stage of ruchi are fit for this kind of worship. Their faith is deep, their knowledge is mature, and their qualification is superlative, uttamadhikar. Furthermore, they have a strong relish for the practices of devotion. That is why it is called as ruchi. A taste that qualifies them with intermediate greed when it is directed to rajabhakti, loba. Their loba is madhyama loba. It is to these devotees, not to the less qualified, that Shukadeva Goswami recommends regular hearing of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. So when it says, Vikriditam Vrajavadhubi Ridham Cha Vishnu Shraddhanvito Anushruniyat Atavarnayed Yaha Bhaktim Param Bhagavatim Pratilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Apahinoti Achirena Dira. Ye jo Hridrogam hai, ye jo Anishtita Bhajanakriya ka Hridrogam lust ke baare mein nahi bol rahe hain. He is talking about what? The small traces of lust or material desire that may be present at the stage of ruchi. Uske liye bol rahe. This does not mean every lusty person should hear Ras Leela and all his lust will go away. And try out. It will only increase.
So this is the reference from?
Bhagavatam, na?
That this indicates ruchi.
Because this he has already discussed this section before, where he says that actually if this is true, then when you hear Krishna and Radharani's intimate pastimes, how do you feel? Actually, there are many books which our acharyas have written which talks about intimate pastimes. Usko sab padega. तो मतलब वॉल्केनिक इरप्शन ऑफ लस्ट हो जाएगा एक्चुअली. आई मीन इट विल कौन सा बुक पढ़ रहा हूं ऐसा आपको लगेगा एक्चुअली. सो
हाँ
Yeah. So therefore he says this Hridrogam is not the grass Hridrogam with Anishtita, where those who are practicing Anarthana Vritti, unka nahi hai. So he says that this is Ruchi ka jo traces jo bacha hai, unko traces chala jayega. That's what it means. Sahajiyas who take devotional service cheaply argue that anyone who has faith in Krishna can hear about his most confidential and esoteric pastimes. Such hearing, they say, will purify devotees of the grossest types of material contamination and bring them to the platform of realized spontaneous devotion. They themselves from their experience must have realized that it is not so. The only prerequisite is faith in Krishna. This is what they claim. And it is true that faith is the only qualification for hearing Rasa Leela. But to which type of faith that Shukadeva Goswami refer? Konsa Shraddha? The saying, all you need is a horse to win the race, implies that you need the fastest horse on the race track. Aisa nahi hai ki hamara GV ka horse ko leke ja ke aap race mein chodega to race jeet ke aayega. If it is the only horse running, it will win the race. But otherwise, not. So, any old nag will not do. Similarly, to achieve transcendental loving service to Krishna, one certainly needs faith in Krishna's pastimes. But contrary to the Sahajiya's opinion, any kind of faith will not do. One needs the best kind of faith, the faith characteristic of a devotee with the highest qualification. Uttamadhikar, the faith described by Srila Rupa Goswami not as weak or even strong, but actually deep faith. Prauda Shraddhodhikariyaha Sabhakta Uttamo Mata, he says in Bhaktir Samana Sindhu. One needs extraordinary faith. This is the type of faith of which Sukadeva Goswami speaks. All Vaishnavas know the most fundamental elementary truth of devotional service. What is that? Yadirchayamat katadav jata shraddhostu yah puman. Pure faith is the only qualification for pure devotional, to start pure devotional service. But that pure faith can be kanishta, madhyama or uttama. They also know that it is the quality and strength of their faith that makes them eligible for different grades of pure devotion. There is quality of faith and there is strength of faith. Both are different. Wow, we are at good pace. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that it is according to the degree of the devotee's faith that they are known as first class, second class or neophyte Vaishnavas. This is again same from Chaitanya Charitamrita Sanatan Siksha, where this is the same context as NOD also. Based on these considerations, it should be obvious to any honest person that the qualification for the topmost devotion can be nothing less than Uttamadhikar Shraddha, Uttama Shraddha. This is the opinion of the topmost authority, Lord Krishna, who requires that devotees be transcendentally situated in order to attain the type of devotion of which Sukadeva Goswami speaks. What is he going to quote now? Is it? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nashochati Nakangshati Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. It should be obvious to pure devotees, although it is not the highly motivated Sahajiyas, that the elevated stage of Parabhakti is only to be had by very advanced devotees actually. So therefore one should not fall to this improper explanation of this Vikriditam Vrajavadubhir verse by the Sahajiyas. What does he say? Ridrogam Ashu Apahinoti bol rahe na? To padau. Fir sadau. It is beyond the reach of neophytes, devotees incapable of sense control, what to speak of out and out debauchees. Sukadeva Goswami's instruction should be understood through the teachings of realized acharyas. When properly understood, the message is clear. Devotees must be at least Madhyama Bhaktas with topmost qualification, Uttamadhikar, in order to engage in system. Madhyama Bhaktas means who are Madhyama Bhaktas here means at least within the realm of pure devotional service, and Uttamadhikar here refers to Ruchi.
Madhyama Bhaktas refer to
According to Madhyama Bhakta refers to Bhagavatam Madhyama Bhaktas. Bhagavatam Madhyama Bhaktas means Ishware Prema Tadadineshu Maitri Balishesha Krupa Buddhushatsu Upeksha. And Uttama Adhikar there means one who has Uttama Nishta. Uttama Nishta means Ruchi. Sorry, Uttama Loba. Like that. When properly understood, the message is clear. Devotees must be at least Madhyama Bhaktas with topmost qualification in order to engage in systematic hearing and remembrance of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. And only devotees at the stage of Ruchi or above fulfill that criterion. To further substantiate this most important understanding, Chaitanya Charitamrita offers invaluable explanation and commentaries on the Vikriditam Shloka. So this Vikriditam Rajavadubhi is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Where? Hari Guru Prabhu. Where in Chaitanya Charitamrita is this Vikriditam Shloka quoted? While speaking to Pradyumna Mishra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prefaced his explanation of Shukadeva Goswami's instructions with these words. When one hears or describes with great faith the pastimes of Lord Krishna, such as his rasa dance with the gopis, the disease of lusty desires in his heart and the agitation caused by the three modes of material nature are immediately nullified and he becomes sober and silent. Ante Leelame, this is quoted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Pradyumna Mishra, pepping him up to go and meet Ramananda Rai. In his purport to these verses.
So when one hears or describes with great faith, so this.
This is the same verse, Vikriditam Rajavadubhi verse.
One who is hearing, it is given that the disease of lust is passion.
But oh, passion, konsa level ka passion hai?
And what is the great faith?
And what is that great faith? That great faith is at the stage of Ruchi. Ruchi ka faith hai wo. Not Anishtita Bhajana Kriya ka faith nahi hai. Grass anartha, grass lust ke baare mein nahi bol rahe hai. Ruchi mein bhi wo puri taraf se to spiritualize hua nahi.
Disease of lust ke baare mein kya
hai? Disease like not trace. That is what, that is your purport. Here we are hearing the Acharya's purport to this. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ka purport kya hai, wohi dekhta hai nobhi. In his purport to these verses, Srila Prabhupada points out that Lord Chaitanya's use of the word Vishwas, great faith, is meant to emphasize the standard required to hear and discuss about the gopis. Such faith is obviously not that of a neophyte, what to speak of a sense enjoyer. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's translation of Vishwas is with great faith and the transcendental spiritually inspired mind.
Vishwas Shraddha, na? What is Shraddha Vishwas?
The word great already qualifies the faith required for hearing Ras Leela. However, the next phrase, with a transcendental, spiritually inspired mind, leaves little doubt that such practices are beyond the prerogative of ordinary devotees. So, he is explaining what is this Vishwas. So, this is the explanation from Prabhupada and Vishnu Chakadi Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Chakadi Thakur. It could be argued that devotees at the stage of Nishta are qualified for Ashtakali Leela Smaran. One may say that, are Nishta tak to ponch gaya na? अभी अष्टकाली लीला स्मरण क्यों नहीं कर सकता? But since Nishta, devotees at Nishta have neither topmost qualification nor strong greed, it is more reasonable to argue that devotees with Ruchi are actually secure candidates for such advanced worship. At least Ruchi तक तो होना चाहिए. This last sentence may cause slight differences of opinion about the stage of devotion at which faith becomes deep, Uttama. मतलब ये प्राउड श्रद्धा कब होता है एंड हाउ कॉन्सिक्वेंटली हू शुड हियर रास लीला वी हैव टच्ड ऑन दिस इन द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ चैप्टर 24 ठाकुर भक्ति विनोद राइट्स दैट फेथ बिकम्स डीप एट द स्टेज ऑफ रुचि ही कोट्स फ्रॉम भक्ति तत्व विवेक ही सेज द साधका विद इन होम सच रुचि हैज डेवलप्ड इज कॉल्ड अ उत्तम अधिकारी ओके इन अनदर प्लेस ही राइट्स that deep faith appears at the stage of Nishta. When Shraddha becomes deep by bhajan in the association of devotees, it then transforms progressively into Nishta, Ruchi and Asakti and finally Bhava. This is again from Chaitanya Shikshamrit. Since most other references indicate that an Uttamadhikari is a devotee at the stage of Ruchi, And because there is no argument that at the stage of Ruchi, devotees have the topmost qualification, this book uses this safe standard. It is giving a philosophical, you can say like a philosophical speculation of how he came to this conclusion. To conclude the subject of who should hear Gopi Leela, sincere devotees should allow their infallible previous acharyas to answer the question so often discussed and hotly debated in Vaishnava circles. Don't be stingy in asking for the opinion of the acharyas. We value your opinions, but we should more value the opinion of the acharyas. Let us ask them. Less qualified commentators misunderstand, lead their followers into immorality, and plunge the reputation of Gaudiya Vaishnavas into disrepute. Yet, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, hearing Gopi Leela is the property of Shukadev Goswami's judicious followers, who must make it a part of their devotional life. The only question is, when they should do so. The answer from ISKCON's previous acharyas is when they have the topmost qualification of faith, which is
Ruchi.
When they have reached Ruchi. Devotees who disobey this order, who plunge into Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela without being fit, artificially imitate their superiors and uproot their own devotional creepers. For this reason, the son of Vyasa, which is Shukadeva Goswami, prefaces the Vikriditam Shloka with the following warning. What is the verse that he speaks before this Vikriditam Rujavadubir verse? Naitat samachare jato manasapi hi anishwarah vinashyat yacharan maudya yatarudo abdijam visham. Yatarudro abdijam visham. One who is not a great controller should never imitate the behavior of ruling personalities, even mentally. If out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not Rudra who would destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison. On the other hand, devotees fit for such sadhana eventually enter into Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. In his translation of an invocation verse to Gita Govind, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur voices Jayadev Goswami's teaching. Jayadev Goswami states, Yadi Hari Smarane Sarasam Mano Yadi Vilasa Kalasu Kutuhalam Madhura Komala Kanta Padavalim Shrunu Tada Jayadeva Sarasvatim. If you at all wish to fill your consciousness with the remembrance of Sri Radha and Krishna and enter into a serving position with their sublime pleasure pastimes on the banks of Radha Kund, then listen carefully to the sweet and poignant song of Jayadev filled with the narration of their divine love. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains, within this verse there is a relationship, sambandha, and the means of attaining perfection, abhideya. The qualification, adhikar, for entering one's constitutional position in the confidential pastimes of Radha Madhav, rendering them service and realizing the highest ecstasy in that position, is attainable by those rasika devotees who are free from all anarthas. They are qualified to read this book and thus reach the highest goal, prayojana. When sincere devotees read this invocation verse, they are filled with hope and bliss. They cherish the conviction that by proper execution of Krishna consciousness, they will enter into the pastimes in the spiritual world to serve there
forever.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Chapter khatam ho gaya.
So this chapter is over. So tomorrow we will do a recap, full recap of this chapter, and we will not start a new chapter because then next 10 days I'm traveling. So we'll start the new chapter after that. But tomorrow I will see. Hopefully I will try to make a chart and I will try to bring the chart. Using the chart we can do a quick recap and then we will start the rest of the chapters after we are back. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj ki, Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani ki.